Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pitsford back on the show. Gary and I have known each other for decades. He's been a member of my brain trust now for a handful of years, but we knew each other back in the 80s. And when he was, even then, he was president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. And he's one of the top financial planning, financial management experts in the country, probably in the world. And the author of the outstanding book, Your Family Business, Your Net Worth. He's our good friend, Gary Pitsford. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back, Gary, as always. Hey, Gary, in a little bit, I want to talk about the exit strategy planning that you do so well. But before we do that, I want you to give us a report on where some of the things that you've been reporting on recently in your business concepts about things that have changed this year for people who are older. The required distribution from IRAs and 401ks, some of the other things that you know that have happened as of this year. There was some things that you were talking about earlier. Would you give us a report on that?
Sure. Yeah. When we're talking about this year, 2020,
yeah.
Because of the coronavirus, the CARES Act that was passed back in February or March, loosened up a lot of laws for business owners. And I've been trying to get business owners to talk to their accountants, talk to their financial advisors, and take advantage of all the new tax laws. You know, take losses if you can get them. If you're over 72, you don't have to take that RMD, you know, out of your IRA or your 401k plan. Leave that money in there and let it grow. The market's come back up quite a bit, but leave those assets in there and take some next year, not this year. You know, there's a lot of things that business owners can do this year, like trying to talk to their banks. Banks are willing to listen because banks are trying to help small businesses all over the country.
Uh-huh.
The attitude is different this year. And if you can go to your bank and modify a loan, maybe if you got a 6% loan, maybe they'll drop it down to a 4% or a 5% loan.
Yep.
Maybe they'll modify it from 10 years out to 15 years. But there's a lot of things that you can do this year to improve your cash flow, to accumulate more cash, to save taxes. You know, one of the things that some of the industries that we work in, the ag industry is doing well. The retail hardware stores are doing well. The grocery stores are doing well, most of them. And the drug stores are doing well. Those industries are still doing very well. Their sales are up. But other industries like the floor covering industry or mm-hmm. the retail furniture industry, they've been shut down in March and April and part of May. So they're really hurting. And then they may have a loss this year. And part of the CARES Act said that if you have a big loss this year, you can go back and get the taxes that you paid in 2019 or 2018.
Right.
So.
And that's new because over the last several years, they've been tightening up the net operating loss carry forward, and that's really liberalized it, hasn't it, this year?
It has. And what they did was they were trying to help business owners that are going to have a bad year, like restaurants. If you're going to have a bad year, in the past, you could save maybe 60 or 80% of your taxes,
mm-hmm.
but you still had to pay some. Well, this year, you can go up to 100%. You can wipe out the taxes, get a big loss, write off everything you can write off, depreciate everything you can depreciate, get a big loss, not a small loss, and go back and get some of those taxes that you paid mm-hmm. last year because you're going to need that cash.
And look what that's going to do to your cash flow. Look at this, what that's going to do to your cash. I mean, that's just so important. Right. And here's what's different. These are taxes that won't be deferred. Those are real deductions that you'll be able to take. And as opposed to, like, deferring paying taxes, like they did in, from April to July, they deferred tax payments, but they still came due. So this is a way, this is a way to eliminate the taxes, isn't it?
It is. It is. And they, the law was written so that you could go clear to 100%. So instead of paying a little bit of tax, if you have enough losses, you can pay no tax and then use that loss to go pick up taxes you paid the last 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
You know, so I tell people, you know, I'm sorry that you're going to have a loss, but instead of having a small loss, because a lot of business owners will try to minimize the loss. They don't want a big loss. Well, this is the year that you want a big loss.
Yeah, if you can. Hey, of course, that, it also only works if you paid taxes last year or the year before. Hey, Gary, hold on to that thought.
That's good job.
We're going to be right back and talk about maybe some exit strategy plan that you need to be doing, even if you're not ready to retire.
Pirate smile. You marry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.